ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मैनी पीपल हैव मेड दिस स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ समथिंग ऑफ सीक्रेसी, मिस्टिसिज्म। Something miraculous, something hidden, all such concepts are wrong. They are misleading. A spiritual life is a life of balance, harmony, simplicity, having attitude of service towards the world, peaceful living, a life having best relationship with everybody in the family, in the society, in the whole world. A life full of love and compassion and an attitude to serve others. That is the spiritual life. There is nothing hidden in that. There should not be. Truth is never hidden. It's a different thing that truth is open, clear, but people are unable to understand it. It is not the fault of truth. It is the weakness of understanding of the individuals that they are unable to understand truth in its right form. What we call the spiritual life or the yogic life, the life of a yogi, is a life of balance and harmony. It is mentioned at several places in the Bhagavad Gita itself and in other great works also. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find it given very beautifully in chapter 6, verse 17. Yukta ahar viharasya yukta chestasya karmasu yukta swapna bodhasya yogo bhavati dukha. Now I read the translation. Yoga, which rids one of woe, is accomplished only by him who is regulated in diet and recreation, regulated in performing actions, and regulated in sleep and wakefulness. Such a nice description. And so simple. Firstly, the Lord says, what does yoga do? What is the purpose of yoga? It is given here. Yoga, which rids one of woe, all worries, which removes all worries, all miseries, all disease, everything disturbing goes away by yoga. Which rids one of woe. Woe means perhaps misery. We will translate it misery, agony, pain, trouble, conflict, disease even, the physical, the mental, the emotional. All problems get solved by yoga. Yoga is such a thing. There is nothing in the whole world no problem which is not solved by yoga, the Lord is saying here. The last word of the verse, dukha, dukha, this is there. Duk means misery, Ha means which removes in Sanskrit. This is the combination of two words, duk plus ha. Yoga is dukha. Dukha word is the adjective of the word yoga. Dukha yoga. That yoga which removes all troubles, physical, mental, emotional, financial, even business matters, job matters, relationship with the boss, relationship with the juniors working under you, relationship with the boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, children. No problem in the whole world is there that is not solved by yoga. You have to understand it. How lucky you are. Such key or such yoga is accomplished only, the word is only by him who is regulated in diet. It is this reason for so many years I am talking about food. You will realize. Sometimes some people said, why Guruji talks about food again and again? It is mentioned. He says it can't be, you can't become a yogi without discipline on discipline on food. Overeating, so far it continues, you will not get the master key. It is mentioned. Only by him who is regulated in diet and recreation. Recreation also, you have to be regulated. Regulated in performing actions. How much work should I do? When should I do? What should I not do? To what extent? Without reaching the point of exhaustion of energy before that. Neither should a person be lethargic, not doing anything, nor doing things every time. Regulated in actions. And regulated in sleep and wakefulness. When should I sleep? For how many hours? When should I get up? You can't be a yogi if you go on seeing the television till 1 or 12 in the night. You can't be. How can you be a yogi like that? A person should not expect to be a yogi getting late in the morning. Can't be. Regulated in everything. That balance is to be acquired. People have to change their habits. Then only you will become a yogi. It is mentioned here. Now you realize, it was not from my own that Guruji is saying certain things from his own mind. Oh, it's all mentioned here. This balance is to be acquired. In everything,